Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, we survived Hurricane Hillary. I'm sorry. Rainstorm Hillary. Now, listen, I realize that there's some that are really having issues and problems right now with the storm. Some in the mid and even Northern California. But the big batten down the hatches, people running around trying to get their supplies, shopping, stores, and what have you. It was just really interesting in watching how quickly people just stocked up on everything, leaving pretty much not much for other people to get. Hey, the heck with you, brother? I got a family to feed. Catch you later. Anyhow, it was quite interesting. Yes, heavy rains, two earthquakes. I was waiting. I told my brother, texted me. He said, "What is going on over there?" I said, "I don't know, guy. I'm waiting for the locusts at this point." All this at one time. 855-REAL-JOE. I'm sorry. I thought it was hilarious. 855-732. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. Okay, when you get informed and you engage, we have a chance. When you don't get informed and you don't engage, is when we can't get ahead. And some of you, I don't know what you're waiting for. I really don't. Anyway, top of the hour, let's get, we got Carolyn Ruin's going to join us in just a few minutes. Also, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Yeah, Mike Lindell's still at it. Whether you like him, you don't like him, whatever. If you're a conservative listening to the show, he is one of the only people that is allowing us, one of the only companies that's allowing guys like me to make money online. Because right now, when it comes to Twitter and Facebook or what have you, no. There are not many opportunities for us. So Mike has made it available. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Joe. You have pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels, all kinds of great slippers. Yeah, I forgot about the slippers, but I got the slippers. That's why I forgot about them. I'm very happy with them. Just use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30. Yeah, you heard me. Listen, 30 to 70%. I mean, how bad can that be, right? Anywhere from 30 to 70%, I'm telling you, you'll love the product. You can always give it back, right? You can always give it back. Oh, send it back, give it back. Listen to me. No hassle returns, made in this country, keeping people in this country working, keeping money in their pockets. How bad can that be, right? Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, to show you, right, that there really are, there's really a sickness that goes on with some of these people in the Democrat Party. You actually have the mayor of Chicago talking about what he's out about. How many people are telling him how great it is, how wonderful it is, you know, that he's mayor and things are changing and. And when you really look at the numbers, crime is up since this guy got in 200%. And now Chicago's asking, I'm sorry, I can't. Now Chicago wants you not to, well, you know, the gangbangers, please, don't shoot anybody until after, what is it, 9 o'clock? I mean, seriously? And I am sure that every gangbanger that gets mad, he's going to stop and he's going to go, oh, wait, what time is it? And I don't want to do anything like that. Just tell me what time it is. Right? Just amazing. These guys really, really are something else. They think they've got it all figured out. They have no clues of what goes on in the street. And maybe they do, and they just don't care. Anyway, you know, somebody sent me a note. It's true. Look, yes, we had issues. We had problems with the rains and what have you. But the way it was being laid out, almost like we should be putting plywood up on the windows. And Tammy had it right when she said, look, these guys haven't had a storm like this in 100 years. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to call it. They don't know how to talk to it. But what I think is really funny, for those of you who aren't sure whether there's a God or not, you know how we always say the God won't be mocked. When you look at the flooding that did happen across Southern California, Dodger Stadium was completely surrounded by water. All right? Almost like there was a moat that was built around it. And you couldn't get there. Right? And debris from the storm drains that haven't been cleaned out in forever were there as well. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first so you don't do stupid stuff. Right? So get informed and then engage. Have the information you need. Some of you really sound like you're, yeah, anyway, that you're just so far out there. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her perspective on what's going on in politics today. And Kimberly, kind of a quiet weekend, huh? Right, not much happening. You know, we had that massive hurricane here in Southern California.
You did.
You know what, They were talking about it all weekend long, about this hurricane that was going to hit us. Now, you know where I grew up, right? So I have a clue as to what a hurricane is. So we got some massive heavy rains. We had a couple of downpours and no wind to speak of. Okay, but this is a hurricane, mind you. People without bought all kinds of food, filled up their cars. It was like the gas lines from the 70s. So do we have some issues? Yeah, of course we did, because we don't clean out storm drains here. It's like the fires, right? They don't pick up the dead wood. They don't pick up any of that stuff. And then they wonder why there's raging fires.
And then they'll blame it on climate change.
This whole thing was all about climate change. The fire in Hawaii, climate change. The floods here, all climate change.
The fire in Hawaii was more likely arson. You know, a lot of these fires have been completely suspect, a lot of them, and there's way too many happening. Not only does the climate cult, a.k.a. Democrats, have blood on their hands for the people who have been killed by these fires for not properly taking care of the forests, but also for their lack of properly allowing people to do the right thing.
Yep.
And then every time there's a storm or something, oh my God, it's climate change. It's the worst storm ever. We're all going to die. That's why no one believes them anymore.
No, I mean, they don't realize that they're really starting to sound like, the little boy who cried wolf, right? I mean,
for the entire time.
Yep.
Yes. For decades, not one thing that the climate cult has claimed has ever come true. Decades worth of information. Decades.
No, listen, every year on Earth Day, I do a whole piece around that. And I say, you cannot find one, not one prediction they made, not one thing that they said was going to happen. As a matter of fact, I want you to think about something. You think about when Earth Day was it back in the late 60s, early 70s? We were hearing we had 10 years then, 10 or 12 years. And then we got a five-year extension. We got a reprieve of some kind. We got a five-year extension. And it just kept going and kept going and kept going. And what are we? We're from the 70s, right? You know, we're 50 years later.
Stuff.
Seriously?
Yeah. They made up new stuff. But the thing is, they are putting policies into place and wasting trillions of taxpayer dollars to push this climate called BS. And it's literally killing people. Like, literally killing people.
Yep.
And people need to start fighting back. I mean, I know tons of people. 10 years ago, there was a bunch of people who believed it. And I told you, like, over the past 5 years, I totally noticed that a lot of people finally realized that it's a scam and the jig is up. Wow. But yet they keep wasting our hard-earned taxpayer dollars on all of this crap. And it results in people dying.
Oh, yeah. I think we should go after them big time. And I think, I still don't understand at this point why we don't keep going after them. Every time they lie, show them where they lied. Every time something comes up, show them where it happened. You know what I'm saying? Where it didn't happen, I should say.
Right. And people do go after them. But guess what? The media never reports on it because the media is in bed with them.
Yeah, that's true.
The media never reports the facts or the truth when it comes to the climate cult because they're part of the climate cult. We have state-run media. That's what our media is. Our mainstream media, it's like Pravda. They're state-run media.
No, you're right.
It is. I mean, you watch it. Listen, when I go to the gym, there's inevitably somebody, some moron has CNN on. So I watch it intentionally to see how bad it is. And it's bad. I mean, all I ever see is stuff about Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. That's all I ever see.
Well, he's right. He was right, though. He said even after he lost, they won't stop talking about him because they'll have nothing else. They won't have anything else to talk about because they don't know about anything else. They've been so focused on him that's been kind of the whole thing. Otherwise, they got nothing.
Well, and that's why it's going to – it hurt Republicans in the midterms, and it's going to hurt in 2024 if he's the nominee. It's going to go all downhill.
You think if Trump is a nominee, we don't stand a chance.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't agree with you. I don't think it makes us pushes us way over the top.
Well, look at the midterms. We should have done way better. We should have done way better in the midterms. We didn't.
Yeah. Well, can we talk about McCarthy? I mean, seriously, I know what he
McCarthy
did.
McCarthy definitely, yes.
I know so how much money he took away from the areas that we had fights in. I know Mitch McConnell took money away from candidates that he felt were MAGA candidates. So there's a lot more to that than just the people. I mean, Fetterman, seriously? You really think that...
Yeah, the candidate was Oz. Oz was an idiot. Oz was an absolute idiot.
Oh, but he,
and he wasn't even from Pennsylvania.
He can put a sentence together, though.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
You know how that works, though. Democrats have way more money, and if the candidate isn't good, the candidate doesn't win.
Oh, God. I don't, you know, again, I am so tired of hearing people say, well, I have faith in the American people. I don't. I always go back to think about something. They elected Barack Obama twice. Not once, twice.
Yep.
So, and I do not believe, sorry, but I don't believe that Joey B got elected clean and fair. Just don't buy it.
Of course he didn't. Do you remember they changed all the rules for voting, illegally, mind you. They changed all the rules for voting. So it was easy to pick off all that. Easy to get, you know, do some that pull shenanigans, let's just say.
Yep. And now you're seeing more and more people stepping up from within, you know, the whistleblower types, but stepping up from within and talking about some of the irregularities. And nothing will be done about it. You and I both know that.
Never is.
When we come back, I have a story that if you doubt there's a God, this will fix that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. Liz Warner reports.
The New York Federal Reserve's latest survey of the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped $78,000 during the second quarter of 2023. That's an increase of about 8% from last year and is the highest level on record. The survey also noted at least a $7,000 gap between the wage workers want and what was actually offered by employers. Liz Warner, New York.
The Pentagon's former top policy official says Elon Musk admitted to speaking directly with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's according to a report from The New Yorker. The inference was that Musk was becoming nervous about Russia seeing Musk's Starlink satellites as a direct provocation, enabling the Ukrainian war effort. In a tweet in October, Musk denied reports he had a conversation with Putin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. You're listening to the John McCain Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, 5563. All right, let me bring her on because this story is too good not to do without her on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every Monday, to kind of kick the week off, talk about those crazy things that happen over the weekend, that all the stories that most people are ducking and dodging. Kimberly, I told you during the in the last segment, I said, you know, for those who don't believe that there is a God, this is perfect. You know, we had these massive hurricane, catastrophic flooding, kind of, sort of, over the weekend. I mean, yesterday in here in California. And again, when you think about the fires that we recently had, most of that is because we don't clear the brush. We don't, the eco-freeze won't let you do anything. Well, a lot of the flooding in California kind of is the same thing. Part of it is they won't clean out any of these, you know, spillways and floodways and all those places. We have no way to redirect the water to be caught because they spent these billion dollars that they were supposed to spend on building more dams and shoring up these waterways. Nobody knows where they spent the money. You know, Gavin just loves to talk about how great the state is. But there was a picture that was put out, and it showed that Dodger Stadium. Now, that was that stadium that allowed their Sisters of Perpetual Garbage to do their thing there a couple of, what was it, a month ago or so.
Yeah.
And if you looked at the picture, it looks like Dodger Stadium is surrounded by a moat. It's got water all around it. You can't get to the stadium. Totally flooded. And I'm saying, you know what? Go ahead. Have them back again. See what happens.
That's awesome.
You know? Well, you, do you know how bad locusts could be? And then, we had two earthquakes here as well. So.
Hey, you know.
I'm sorry. I just look at this stuff and I go, guys, really? Sir? So I wonder what the earthquakes are from. They must be from climate, global cooling, warming change, too. We'd probably have less of them if we fixed that. God bless.
Yeah, you would have less than, you know, because they never happened before in California.
Oh, God. I can't stand it. And the beauty is as they're talking about this climate change and all this other garbage, there are all kinds of pictures of these, you know, these debris areas that are clogged up, and the fools go in there with these skip loaders. And I realize they have to free them, but you watch what happens after they free them, and you get these onslaughts of water, you know, rushing down these things, and it can't handle it. Again, I don't have a college degree in this area, but it doesn't take much to figure it out, does it?
It's called common sense, and you're dealing with people who don't have any.
No kidding. All right. I got to have some more fun with you. Chicago, banned guns. We're not going to have any part of this. Over the weekend, 40 people were shot, 7 were killed, 16 of them teenagers. And you're saying, you know, that were shot. And you're saying, you guys keep doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down on what you believe is going to save the city, and it just keeps getting worse.
That's because they're not. They don't want to admit what's going to save the city. That's why. They don't do anything about gangs. I mean, in fact, they're letting illegals in. And where do you think gangs, you know, come from? Huge. MS-13, they're not. Didn't originate in the U.S.
No.
They're not doing anything because they don't care. They're inner city kids that are dying, Joe. The Democrats don't care about them.
No, and they're almost all black kids. So you have to stop and say to yourself, where's this concern about the black community? Right?
There is none.
Oh, you're.
There is none.
I agree with you.
You know, they pretend they have concern when it comes to, like, bogus things, but they do nothing to help anybody.
No.
Trump did more for the black community than Obama did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's plenty of my black friends say the same thing. And Obama did absolutely nothing for the
nothing.
Black
nothing. They were worse
community.
Off.
Yeah.
The black community was worse off under Obama, just like they're worse off under this idiot we have now.
So we be. I got no, you always made fun of some of the guys in the streets and you gave them like crazy names. I can't. Joey B is about the best I can do for him. He's like the Guido of the street, you know. You don't.
No, he's like the wannabe Guido.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Yeah. He's got no pinky. He's got no pinky ring.
He's never going to be a made guy.
No.
They just figure he's the dumb. He's the dumb brother. He's
there
Fredo.
Right. There you go. Fredo. Give him. Give Fredo something to do. Just keep him away from the chicks and the money, okay?
Yep. Oh, my God.
I can see it. But and now the Chicago mayor's calling for not only a 12-hour ceasefire. What, I mean, I'm sure the thugs will go, well, you know, the mayor's a good guy. He's a black guy like one of us. Yeah, maybe we should give the 12 hours. Right?
Yeah, okay.
And he wants, he's asking them, you know, if they're going to do any violence in the streets, don't do it till after 9 at night. I mean, they're negotiating with people who don't care about the law.
They're negotiating with terrorists.
What?
They're literally negotiating with terrorists.
Yeah.
That's what these people are. They are domestic terrorists.
Oh, God. Now, you can't call them that. You know, Nancy Pelosi got very upset between the terrorists. She got mad at... Trump was calling the MS-13 gang animals. She did not like that at all. That was demeaning of them.
They are animals. Actually, that's an insult to animals. They are domestic terrorists. And our country lets them walk under Joe Biden, and even before Joe Biden, they just walk right across the border.
Yep.
They're literally killing Americans with their drug trade and human trafficking, and our politicians just let them walk across the border. Hi, come on in.
No check. Nothing to worry about. We don't care whether you've had your vaccines.
They didn't even check it for COVID.
Yep.
They were letting millions of people come in during COVID, and we were all shut down, and they had to check people. You had to get checked just to go to do your job or get medical care. God. Screw politicians.
They don't care. They don't care. I keep telling people.
They don't.
Especially when it comes to Democrat politicians. Republicans are bad, too.
Oh, they're the worst. But yeah, you know, Democrats are the worst.
Yes, thank you. So, your era, were you a Queen fan?
Yes. I love Queen. It wasn't my era. I think it was It's really more the 70s. I was more of
an
80s
really?
Kid.
I was a 70s guy. I don't remember them.
I'm Gen X. I'm an 80s kid.
Yeah. Oh, you were the crazy hair people.
Yes, yeah. The Aquanet people. Yes.
Yes. Well, apparently.
That's probably why I never got COVID.
Yeah, there you go. You survived Aquanet, you can survive anything. So, anyhow.
Yep.
So, apparently, Queen's got a new album, I guess, CD, whatever they call them these days, coming out. And the cancel culture screams so much over a song, they've decided to drop the song off the Greatest Hits collection. Can you guess what that song is?
Something about big butts.
It's Fat Bottom Girls. That's right.
Yeah. You know, Sir Mix-a-Lot's going to want to have a word. Because, you know, he has that song, I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie.
Yep.
And he's going to want to have a word.
I mean, it's hip-hop or something, right? It's along that line, so that's okay.
It's the 80s, whatever. Yeah, I saw that today. I won't be buying it. I love Queen. I will not be buying that because they're so stupid.
Yeah, it's again, when you talk about this cancel culture, they think we make fun of them because, you know, they're snowflakes or this or that. And you're saying, think about it. They're offended by a song. They're offended by words of the song. I had somebody send me a long email. I just stopped reading it and got rid of it because last week I was talking about, you know, when you, what was the old saying? Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And they're like, yeah, but it's so much harder to come back from that. You really don't understand the psychological effect. The best thing my uncle ever did for me was when I had a lot of the white, remember we used to call them WASPy kids, right? The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant kids. When my mom moved me to school in more of the suburb area out of Boston, they would make fun of me because I was Italian. I didn't have the clothes they had. I didn't have the cars that they drove, right? And my uncle used to say, you know, they're stupid people. Ignorant people. You're going to get mad at stupid, ignorant people. You'd be beating every. You'd be in a fight 25 times a day. Is that really
right.
How you want it to go?
Right.
And I took it to heart, and I just said, okay, you know, they're just ignorant people. Let them talk. Let them do what they're going to do.
Joe, there is a song. I mean, I have seen some really hate it. I mean, after the 80s, music just went downhill. There's some I like, but oh my God, it's terrible. But,
All right. Hold
There's,
it.
Okay.
We're going to do music. I'm going to have you finish it when we come back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Let me bring her back on. Kimberly Murray joins me. She does this every week. Always appreciate her time and her perspective on things. While we were on break, there was a station that was actually posting some of the lyrics from some of the songs on Queen's album. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, those are pretty nasty. They have some nasty meanings to them. And I guess those are okay. But anyway, you were going to tell me the, how great the 80s music was. I don't know.
No. What I was going to say is they have songs, like I've seen some hideous videos with women with ginormous butts bent over on the beaches twerking. It's just gross.
Yep.
Nothing decent about it. And that song, WAP, I won't
repeat
what it means out loud.
Yep.
That's acceptable? I mean, there's a whole heck of a lot of songs that are really bad. And they're so, offended by fat bottom girls.
So you can twerk it, tweet it, whatever it's called, and do it in a video. You just can't talk about it.
No, they talk about it.
No,
I'm just,
my point is, if you're just singing about it, apparently, it's okay. I mean, it's not okay, you know. I like blank, blank, blank bottom women or something.
No, that's Sir Mix-a-Lot. Sir Mix-a-Lot was on, like, Big Butts and I Cannot Lie, and it's hysterical. Like, there's even a phrase in the saying. I mean, there's a saying in the song that says, it's this girl talking, she's like, she's so black. I had forgotten about that one. I was like, oh, my God. But it's nothing bad. Like, it's nothing bad. But they're just, I'm just glad I'm not in this generation because they are pathetic. And you know what? It's in part because of the left, because they had to make people offended by everything and not able to enjoy life. That's why leftists are so miserable. And that's why they want everyone else to be so miserable.
Yeah. Well, misery loves company, right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. They need to have somebody there with them so they can say, look, see, I told you, you know, kind of thing.
Right. So, well, I mean, they're miserable and hate their lives, so they want you to, too.
They want you to join in. They're trying to pass a law here, or Gavin Newsom's, as I like to say, is trying to pass a law to keep Donald Trump from being able to run for president here in the state of California. Yeah, keep him off the ballot.
That's unconstitutional, jerk.
They don't care. You know they don't care, right?
No, so, you're in California, yeah.
Yeah, they're working overtime to pass laws that are unconstitutional. I told you, I have friends that are in the Assembly and in the Senate here, and they're telling me, Joe, they know it. They know when they put these things on the table, they're unconstitutional. They bank on the fact that people won't fight them, you know? That's why they do so many of these sexually oriented laws, because they take little bites out of it. They do a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there, and they figure no one's going to fight them that way. You know?
That's what Democrats do, and that's what they've been doing for years. They chip away, chip away, chip away at our rights.
Yep.
No one fights back because it's not a big deal. That certain law, that's not a big deal. That doesn't affect me. And then eventually, it affects everybody, and you don't have your rights anymore.
You're right. You are so right. You know?
That's why I tell people, when it comes to gun control, zero compromise. Do not ever, ever, ever compromise.
Yeah.
Ever on gun control. Because they will take an inch. If you give them an inch, they will take a mile. Which is what they have done since that stupid Brady Bill was implemented and all the background checks and everything. They took a mile. And look at what all certain states have done with really infringing upon people's rights so that criminals have more rights than law-abiding citizens.
Kimberly, we can't buy ammunition in the state of California without going through a mini background check.
That's ridiculous.
So
you're buying an inanimate object that you can't do anything with on its own.
So if I buy 500 rounds of 9mm and I leave the store and go, oh, I meant to get a box for my .357. I can go back in 2 hours later. I got to pay for it again. I got to get another mini background check. And I've been told, hasn't happened to me yet, but I've been told if you're buying too much ammunition, they will put a hold on you buying ammunition.
So do you have to pay for that check?
Yep, $1.
Okay. It's a tax. It's a tax on a right.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to put a hold on people. I mean, they just do whatever they want, and I'm sure the ATF backs them up in California.
Oh, here? Oh, he'll do whatever Newsom wants him to. You know, Newsom is so draconian. I mean, he just is a piece of work, and if there's anything that he doesn't really, something that rubs him the wrong way, that he's willing to go at 100 miles an hour, everything else he doesn't really care about. Look, you've got a 166-year-old luxury store is going to close in San Francisco. 166 years it's been able to, survive. And now it's going to close. And on top of all that, this is, you know, Mayor London Breed, Democrat. The Board of Supervisors, all Democrats. And there's a hint that they're calling the people who run the store racist, along with some of the other stores that are closing because they won't stay open.
Sorry, I heard the statement from the owner or the CEO, I'm not sure which it is, of that store, and he said, it is not safe for our employees to even come into work anymore. It is not safe for employees or customers. It's not even about the probably millions of dollars of theft that's been allowed to occur. I mean, I loved San Francisco when I went there. I'm glad I got to see it when it was beautiful and awesome and safe. I walked around that entire city all by myself, day and night, morning till freaking night, and I couldn't walk anymore. I wouldn't do that now.
Oh, no.
I have no desire to even go
there
now.
I wouldn't let you. I'd go up there, hogtie you, and throw you in the trunk of a car. Are you serious?
Yeah, well, I'm going to Seattle in... Yeah, I'm going to Seattle in November, and I'll report back. I want to try to find that statue of Lenin.
Some of these business owners, I've been saying to them, you know, large companies, oh, what are you doing? Why do you subject your people to that? This winter, December, they're having a trustees convention. You want to know where?
Where?
San Francisco.
Ew.
All right? There'll be probably close to 10 or 12,000 school board members and administrators and what have you up in San Francisco. And I told my people, yeah, have fun. Do they have it on Zoom? Because I'm not going.
Why would they do that to people knowing how crime-ridden and terrible San Francisco is?
Because they remember, this is pretty much like the teachers union and unions.
Oh, yeah, so they don't care. They helped build that.
They don't want you. They don't want anybody to think that they failed it anyway.
Right.
See, this is what I tell people. They don't care about whether you're safe or not. They don't care about what's going on. It's really scary to think that that's all they... And they don't always just care about their own. Some
right.
of their own they don't give a blank about.
Of course not. As long as they're getting to push their agenda, that's all that matters.
Yeah. I say to you, it's going to get to the point where there's going to be violence. I know that some people find it distasteful when I say that. They've written me emails. They go, well, tell me what you see happening. You really think guys like me, you think people like Kimberly are just going to lay down and go, you know what? Yeah, we're not going to win anyhow, so let's just give up.
So we had this discussion before, and I just don't think the American people have it in them. But, I mean, some do. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take. They're starting to push on. They're starting to push the COVID crap again.
Oh,
mask
yeah.
mandates. All that. I swear to God, if they put it in the airlines, I'm going to lose my mind. I didn't fly all during COVID because I didn't wear masks.
Right.
But I knew I would have had to if I wanted to fly in a plane. So they better not. They better not even try that BS again.
Well,
people need to fight that. This is, if they try that again, this is where people need to fight back this time, especially knowing it's all lies and not, only to do with control. People need to, all of us need to fight back instead of just a small number.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, let's see if they'll really do what they said they were going to do, you know, the average Joe, and they actually really do push back. You're going to need massive civil disobedience to figure this one, okay?
Yeah.
Now, last but not least, I got to do this. Ron DeSantis, he just fell behind in the latest poll, fell behind Chris Christie in the New Hampshire poll.
Dude, you're looking at New Hampshire. That's just a waste of time.
Come on. I just find it amusing. It's pretty bad if DeSantis can't even hold his own, against Chris Christie. Sorry.
There's probably a lot of people from New Jersey here.
Oh, that could be. Okay.
I have no idea. They're clearly, they're rhinos, and they're not actual conservatives, or
all right.
They're really dumb.
Where do they find you? Quick.
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Great. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host, got me for the next hour. We'll have a lot of fun.